Welcome to Prague Will Find a Way. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Vallade.
And if you couldn't tell, we're in a car.
Yes.
Why are we in a car? Where are we going?
Well, it's record store
it
day,
It is record
John.
Store day, or was record store day by the time you'll be seeing this. And where are we headed?
We are headed up to Bethel to Disc and Dat Records.
Bethel, Connecticut.
And we are we're going a little early because the one album that I want is the new Yes record, which we talked about in our last episode that I was on the fence of getting. And, you know, it's record store day, so I'm in search of that. But they did post a video of all the titles that they had.
Boxes. They had multiple five boxes
of stuff that they went through. And I only noticed one copy of the Yes record. So this might be a futile endeavor, but we'll see what happens. Could be that no one wants it, or it could be there's just that one guy in line in front of us.
Well, that's the thing. It's not just somebody wants it. They have to get there before we do.
That's right. But I also don't want to spend 2 hours standing in line in the rain.
Right. Right now it's not raining, so we're good. I did notice from the video, I could definitely tell the thing I've been joking about for weeks now. It is just a single sleeve with three records put in it.
Yes.
So it's classic bootleg material. Now, if somebody buys it, we'll see who it is.
I don't know. They come out with a bag.
Okay,
we'll see.
So yeah, let's step back a bit. Tell me how this works.
So at this particular record store,
so everybody makes up their own rules.
Yes, okay. I believe so. So this particular record store, you get in line, they open the doors at 10 a.m., and then they shuffle people through. They don't crowd the store, everybody's waiting outside, but who knows, if it's raining, they might change the rules a little this time. And then you just kind of wait in line in the store, and they have all the records kind of displayed, and as you're walking by, you just pick what you want, and then you go pay for it.
Okay. And they try to keep it moving fairly quickly.
Oh, they do, and then they show you out the door.
Is it just the two owners, or other folks there, too?
I don't know.
What was the crowd like last year?
Was there
a crowd?
Was a crowd last year, and I did not get there early. It was one of my first record store days, at least at Disc and Dat. So there was a crowd, and we were there just after opening. Okay. And, you know, we had to wait in line and get through, and I luckily got what I wanted, which was the Yes album.
How many copies did they have then?
They only had the one copy when I went there.
All right, so hopefully...
I called ahead to see if they were even going to have it, and they said they had a few.
Okay. So hopefully there'll be a similar situation this year. The box just came out recently, so...
Yes.
And there's a bit of a hoo-ha that we talked about last time, so hopefully that peels people off.
Maybe. And who knows?
But I mean, don't even know how much it is, right?
I don't even know how much it is. Okay. They made 30... It's a record store day exclusive. So they made 3,500 copies for the whole United States, but I don't know.
Right.
It could be that it would have sat there for years, or it could be
that small contingent
that's interested, and they happen to be in line in front of us. But we'll see.
Well, the weather showed that it's not supposed to rain, so we'll see. Good.
So, like another store, so they kind of shuffle you through, and they just have them all kind of displayed, and you can get. But another store that's local-ish. They say line up as soon as you want. We're gonna give people numbers, and it's one number per person, so you can't like hold a spot in line for somebody. They go to the back of the line.
Okay.
You can sit there and talk to them, but you'll be number five, and they'll be number 25. They said you can line up as early as you want, but we open at 10:30.
10:30. Okay.
And then they have a sheet of paper that they give you, and they say you can only buy three titles. And then you can go back to the end of the line.
Right.
Just so that everybody has a chance to get what they want. Okay. But you write down what you want, and you give it to them, and they fulfill your order.
So needless to say, that's not your store of choice.
Well, it is, because it would be, because I think they get more.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So if we are not lucky here, maybe I will swing by there.
All right. That makes sense.
But it's much more organized and more rules.
There's a process around it.
Yeah, but I think they probably get people through quicker if you write down what you want.
Right. Well, they can also say, no, we don't have this.
Right, and then you put
your alternates. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I did watch the Disc and Dat videos. It looked like a few good albums. I mean, I don't really buy albums, so.
I know. Well, the thing, I mean, I'm probably not going to get them, but like the Nick Mason thing looked cool.
The Nick Mason thing was one of the things I looked at. Price-wise, I wonder what's that going to be, because it's really just...
one song.
Well, granted, it's an EP-length song.
Yeah.
And again, that's the one where it will play from the inside to the outside.
Yes.
Which is cool. And I think it might be bluish vinyl. I don't know why that I'm thinking that, so...
I don't know. That looked cool. They had a couple copies of the Tull one, it looked like.
I did see the Tull one look good, too. I mean, I have most of those tunes. I mean, the things I was interested in aren't really things that would fit on this podcast. So, but they did have multiple copies, but I have no reason to buy albums. So,
yeah. You're just coming along.
I'm coming for the ride. We figure, you know, we'll get an episode. We're tired of... although I'm a cold, I wish we brought the Yes quilt. But unfortunately, you'll have to do without the S-quilt for this episode. However, just a couple of other things that come up that we're not going to be able to get to in other episodes. So yesterday, day before Record Store Day, the Fripp Summers box came out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, but I think as I kind of predicted, at least right now, it's not on streaming. The only thing on streaming is kind of what I thought was. So we got a new remastered 2024 David Singleton mix of I Advance Mast with two bonus tracks.
Okay.
So I don't know if that means, is it Parade? Why do I always forget the second name?
Bewitched.
Bewitched. Parade's a song on it. Bewitched. Why that one isn't out yet, although I haven't looked this morning, it may have shown up. And then there's, of course, the unreleased third album, which is the only one that we're really interested in. So,
yeah.
And then the other thing that showed up on streaming, I don't think we talked about this, was the Lark's Tongues and Aspic Essential Mixes.
Okay.
So obviously we spent a lot of time on the red ones because for me, I was never a big fan of Starless as is, but I think it's fantastic now. I love what they did it. There's nothing that has that same impact. It's cool to hear some different versions. It's not the whole album though. So you don't get, there's no essential mix of Book of Saturday or Exiles.
Okay.
So, but it's interesting. It's totally cool. So, that's on streaming too.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
So, other albums that they have, there's a George Harrison, All Things Must Pass.
But there's a something, Harrison, yeah, I saw two.
Yeah, there's, I think there's a single with Beck.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that is.
The All Things Must Pass. Yeah, the All Things Must Pass had a cool kind of alternate cover.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He was going quick through the...
It was tough. I saw a B-50. I mean, I saw a lot of stuff that... Some Grateful Dead titles.
And I've got people that I work with that gave me a little list.
So oh, really?
Hopefully.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully they don't have a limit of number of titles you can buy here.
Okay.
You're here.
I'm here. I can buy something for you. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
That's provided that they even have...
What they want. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I had any interest in and I wouldn't buy anyways is a Marty Stewart double album of all instrumentals. I did not see that in the video.
Yeah, they don't always get everything. Yeah.
I saw a couple of other things, but I'm not buying a 5 LP Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah.
Although it looked cool.
The other thing is I learned this. But I want the Record Store Day exclusives because there's no point in coming all the way up here just...
That's good.
Just for a Record Store Day first because, you know, it's eventually going to be available to everybody.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up because I remember, you know, a couple of episodes ago or so we were looking through the list.
Yeah.
And then I remembered in my mind a bunch of the stuff and then they're showing the videos and Disc and that and I'm seeing stuff that, like, that doesn't look like a Record Store Day thing. Or not an exclusive kind of...
Right.
I noticed titles that I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is other stuff comes out.
It's a Record Store Day first, that it's available first.
First. Oh, okay. It's a first.
At Record Store Day.
Gotcha.
And then it's widely available.
Not, okay.
Now, I don't know...
Versus exclusive, like what you're looking for.
Correct.
Yes, title.
That it's a limited edition and it's only available at the record stores for Record Store Day.
All right.
Until Record Store Day is over, and if they have extras, then they can put it online. So that's kind of the way I approach it, because I don't know if the Record Store Day firsts are different
right.
in any way except for the little sticker on it,
yeah.
or if it's like a different color vinyl or whatever.
Yep.
But it's the Record Store Day firsts are not exclusive.
Gotcha.
To Record Store Day.
Gotcha. All right. We'll see you at Record Store Day. All right, we're back.
We are back.
We're on our way away, and
we got the Yes record.
Jay got it. There it is, front. So for those of you on the podcast, you can't see it, but it's different than the last time in the sense of it's a printed cover. It's not just the plain white sleeve with the mimeograph. That's the back. We actually have writing on the spine, too. So we'll be... Jay will get home and he'll crack this open and he'll be listening to how many sides? Five sides.
The sixth side is an etched.
Yes, which we're not showing now.
Yeah, someday.
Let me put that back there. And what else did you buy, Jay?
I bought the Taylor Swift single.
Yes, and Taylor Swift.
For a coworker.
Yeah.
And the Cure picture disc.
Ah.
So there, yeah.
Yeah.
Success.
Yes.
There were other things I would have bought.
Yeah.
Potentially, but that was pretty steep for a triple album.
Yeah, and show some video here of the line. There was a line.
There was a line.
Cold, and there was a line.
Oh, and it was freezing.
Yep, but nobody wanted the Yes.
Ahead of
actually,
us.
Come to think of it, I'm not sure there was any prog people there. They had one copy of Nectar's Remember the Future, and that was still there, which yeah. I would have thought would have gone because I don't believe that's been on as an LP for a very long time. But regardless, it was a little crowded store. I didn't take any pictures in the store.
Although I did not see the Nick Mason saucer full of
No,
secrets.
We didn't see that. Somebody could have bought it.
Yeah.
We know they had it because I remember seeing one copy in the video.
Two.
Oh,
yeah.
They had two. Okay, and they were both gone, or we
yeah.
just
well,
didn't?
I didn't
yeah, we
see
didn't
it.
See it. They didn't have, even though they said everything out is out, I know for a fact that they didn't have out, I didn't, the George Harrison box and the Grateful Dead box, they had, because I saw them pulling them out and giving them to people, but they weren't out. The dead
it might
one,
be
I
too thick.
Well, the dead one, definitely. I mean, yeah. That's five LPs. I think it was like $140. No, thank you.
Yeah. I think you gotta
really
inquire.
Yeah, for those. they have multiple copies too. So, but
yeah,
success.
So it was a success.
Well, you got the thing you went for. So,
speaking of records and product, last episode we had an unboxing of my Stephen Wilson Overview album, and it had been damaged, and there was
in shipping.
It damaged in shipping, and there was some misalignment with the discs, and I got back to Burning Shed about that, and they immediately sent me a new book, which was great. Not with any CDs, but yep. They said they just sent me a new thing. So their Burning Shed customer service was fantastic.
Thumbs up.
Big thumbs up for Burning Shed.
Yep. They had some giveaways for Record Store Day, too.
Yep,
they had a couple of posters. One of, looked like Snoopy, Peanuts, because one of the Record Store Days is the jazz impressions of a Charlie Brown, Boy Named Charlie Brown, Vince Guaraldi Trio, is out on LP. And then the Grateful Dead-ish one from Dogfish Beer, one of the proud sponsors of Record Day 2025.
Yes.
They also had cloth shopping bags, but we got I think they only had those for the first people in line.
Yeah.
Crosley once.
We were too late for that.
It's okay. You
but
got
line,
your album.
It was a decent line.
It was. It moved fairly quickly. They were letting five people in at a time, but
yeah.
10 minutes maybe we waited? 15?
Yeah. It went pretty quick.
And then we were in there for maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops. And the only reason
tops.
Is because there was a line.
Yeah.
So I looked around, didn't see anything.
The checkout line.
It's a small store, so it does get a little backed up there. Disc and Dat, Bethel, Connecticut. Check it out.
Yep.
That's the only store we're going to.
We don't need to go
anywhere. We don't need to go anywhere else. But leave a message down below. If you partook in Record Store Day, let us know what you picked up there. And, but this isn't the only one, right? There'll be another one later in the year?
Well, what they did last year was they had a Black Friday one in November.
Okay.
So it's a smaller scale, but
right.
they you know, it's still the same concept.
Yeah. And there could be a new box, a new Yes box before then that would facilitate another
Yes vinyl.
Another Yes vinyl. So.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. All right. Prague will find a way.
If you want it to.